From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The world's major oil producers and consumers are meeting in Saudi Arabia today to discuss rising oil prices. The BBC's Andrew Walker reports from Jeddah.
There is a draft communique circulating among delegations. One news agency reports a source saying it was a good statement of common concern, but did not lay out specific measures for tackling rising oil prices. If that is the case in the final communique, it would reflect different views about the reasons for the high price. The member countries of OPEC, which produce more than 40% of the world's crude oil, blame financial markets, specifically the weak dollar and speculators. Oil importing countries generally say that the problem is supply that has struggled to keep up with strongly rising demand. Several officials from OPEC countries have said that extra supply would not help. They say the market is already getting enough oil. But some OPEC members, notably Saudi Arabia, have said they would increase deliveries if their customers asked for it, although they also insist they have no easy remedies for the high price.
The BBC's Andrew Walker reporting from Jeddah. Iraqi police say a woman blew herself up in a crowded street north of Baghdad today. They say at least 13 people were killed and 32 others were wounded. The attack occurred outside a local government building in Bakuba in Diyala province, where Sunni militants have been active. A number of suicide bombings by women have been carried out there in the past 6 months. The death toll continues to rise in the Philippines, where a typhoon has battered the country for 2 days. Officials now say at least 155 people have died in landslides and floods. Hundreds of people are still missing after a passenger ferry capsized yesterday. The vessel had more than 700 people on board. The typhoon first struck the central Philippines yesterday, submerging entire communities. It shifted course today to the northwest and struck Manila early today. As residents of a northern California city assess the damage from a major wildfire, lightning strikes yesterday afternoon sparked new blazes in the region. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reports.
Hundreds of firefighters, along with engines and air tankers, are scrambling to check a rapidly moving wildfire in California's Napa Valley. The flames erupted late Saturday afternoon following a lightning strike. As of Saturday night, more than 500 acres had been scorched. Dozens of homes are threatened. Residents are being advised to leave. Meanwhile, 120 miles to the south, residents who fled the town of Watsonville Friday afternoon are returning home. The flames engulfed 600 acres, 10 homes, and numerous outbuildings. The fire took a heavy toll on animals. At least 40 livestock and pets perished in the flames. 200 animals were rescued and taken to a makeshift shelter at the local fairgrounds. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
This is NPR News from Washington. The National Weather Service says some relief is on the way for California, which has been experiencing a heat wave for days. More high temperatures were reported up and down the state yesterday. It was 107 degrees in Burbank. Demand for electricity for air conditioning climbed yesterday, causing a new round of power failures in Los Angeles. At least one death has been blamed on the weather. Weather forecasters expect temperatures to cool somewhat today. Smokers in Dundee, Scotland, are being paid by Britain's National Health Service to give up tobacco. Larry Miller has more from London.
Half of Dundee's 36,000 smokers live below the poverty line. They are each being offered $300 worth of groceries if they give up the habit for 12 weeks. It could make a big difference in poor households where there are a number of smokers. This follows a similar project that successfully encouraged pregnant women to stop smoking. Under the plan, smokers will be given $25 a week, credited onto an electronic card, if they take a carbon monoxide breath test that proves they haven't smoked. The money can only be used to buy food and other grocery items. Cigarettes and alcohol are excluded. If the project is successful, health officials say it could be rolled out across Britain. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The bodies of three missing snowboarders were found yesterday, more than 6 months after they disappeared near Mount Rainier in Washington State. A spokesman for the Pierce County Sheriff's Office says melting snow allowed friends to search in the area where they had disappeared in early December. It's suspected the three men were killed by an avalanche. There were dozens of avalanches in the area last year. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.